This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. For decades, the Delaware Division of the Arts has been helping artists of all kinds practice their craft with yearly fellowships that provide some financial support. And this year marks the 25th annual showing of work from the current year's fellows. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny chats with Delaware Division of the Arts Program Officer for Artist Programs and Services, Roxanne Stanulis, about the fellowship and its impact.
Let me start by asking you about this year's fellowship recipients and the different artistic disciplines that are represented in this year's class.
We have visual artists. We have literary artists. We have a folk artist who does beadwork in an indigenous style. We have performers. We have an opera singer, some contemporary musicians. We have a very interesting music composer. And we have a choreographer who works with Indian traditional styles of dance.
I'm struck by how it's just such a really wide array of arts, kind of a holistic look at the art scene here in the state, I think.
Exactly. The fellowship program offers applications in 20 artistic disciplines. And that ranges from jazz to filmmakers, folk artists, as we mentioned, musicians, visual artists, and our writers.
How were this year's fellows chosen? What was the selection process like?
So the application is really focused on work samples. The applicant needs to show work from the last 3 years. For visual artists, that would be, if they're painters, they would submit 10 paintings, digital images. It's an online application. And there's also an artistic statement. Because this is an anonymous process, review process, there is not a lot of information shared with the jurors. So they read the artistic statement, and then they look at the work samples. And the work samples vary based on the discipline. So for our writers, someone applying in fiction would submit 20 pages of writing. And our music performers are asked to submit 2 to 3 audio work samples. And those also need to be created within the last 3 years.
And there are different levels of fellowships. Can you talk me through those different levels?
Sure. We have an established fellowship, which is $8,000, an emerging fellowship, which is $5,000, and then a master's fellowship at $12,000. Artists can select which category between emerging and established. We'll talk about the master's in a minute because that is a little bit different. And if people have questions about which category they belonged in, I will sort of help them work through that. And I usually advise artists to think about kind of what kind of recognition they've received, if they're getting national prizes, regional exhibitions, they might want to think about being in the established category. And then our master's fellowship is a little bit different. It's the highest honor that we have for our individual artists. And there is a significant waiting period. So to apply for the master's fellowship, artists need to have received an established fellowship. Then there's a 7-year waiting period. And then they wait for their discipline to be offered because it is a rotating cycle. We don't offer the master's fellowship in all 20 disciplines every year. And the master's fellowship is juried the same way, but they need to provide additional information. They need to include their CV in their application, as well as a master's narrative, which outlines their activity in Delaware, the impact of their work here, and just in a larger context.
And this year, the author, Viet Dinh, was the master's fellow. Can you tell me a little bit about him and his work?
Yeah, Viet's great. He came to our writers' retreat last year, so I got to know him a little bit better. But he's been involved with the division for a number of years. He is a fiction writer and instructor at University of Delaware, and he is, as I said, involved with the local community as well. And he's his list of accomplishments is very long, and list of prizes. So he was a perfect candidate for the master's fellowship.
There were nearly 200 applicants this year, is that right?
Yes, it was a record-breaking year. I can say I've been in the position for almost 10 years, and what I've seen is an increase in the number of applications, which has been fantastic. We're getting a lot more applications. We have been able to increase funding. This year, we were able to offer a $1,000 runners-up honorarium because we had so many applications. So that really shows that we're reaching new audiences, which is awesome.
We talked a little bit about the selection process, but what about for people who might want to apply for the next round of fellowships? What do they need to know?
So this is a long process. The application deadline is August 1st, and then notifications don't go out until December. Because we have to see what applications we get and in what disciplines, and then Mid-Atlantic Arts sort of finalizes the jurors. We do that together, and then the applications are juried in the fall. So it is a very streamlined process. You do need to register in our online system, and then there are a couple tabs to go through, but to prepare for an application, I really encourage people to think about the body of work that they want to present. The most successful applications really are sort of a cohesive body of work, either thematically for our visual artists, the 20 strongest pages of writing, your best audio sample, like the best quality that you have. And then to start thinking about a 350 word artistic statement that will help the juror understand your artistic practice, some of the things that have influenced your work, things that sort of help them understand what they're about to see.
Can you talk a little bit about why this program is important in the state's overall arts ecosystem?
The reason the fellowship is important is that it provides monetary support for artists, and it's also provides validation. I hear this a lot from the artists that it's sort of a turning point for them to have that external recognition. And then another benefit is the sort of camaraderie that you develop with your fellows during the year. So they get to know each other because they come to events, they perform together, and it really creates this really great climate for them. And it continues, and they want to keep sort of getting together, which is wonderful because I think for artists that's so important and noteworthy. We just had an artist who is a recent resident and just raving about the artistic community, how supportive it is. And we see that all the time.
And finally, this is just one of many ways the Division of Arts is supporting the state's creative community. Can you talk for a moment about some of the other things the division does?
Right. Well, I'll talk specifically about artist programs because we do have quite a few things. We have an artist roster, which is an online resource for artists and people looking for artists to connect. That is free for artists to apply. And if you're looking for an artist, it's a great place to find one because you can search by discipline. And then it will show you examples of their work. It will give you contact information with how to get in touch with them. So that's really a fantastic resource for artists here. We have occasional trainings, special trainings. We just finished a 2-day workshop with a financial expert who works with creatives. And that was really well received. In October, we're going to have our biannual Art Summit. We have one other grant program. The fellowship program is really the signature program. It's probably what we're best known for. The other opportunity we have is called an Artist Opportunity Grant, and that's a smaller grant, and that is for specific projects, programs, events, special opportunities that are going to advance an artist's career. Those have quarterly deadlines, so we have one coming up on July 1st. It is 80% of a project budget, up to $1,000. I should, if I can, say that the fellowship does come with requirement for fellows to do a public performance during the fellowship year. So for visual artists, we offer our mezzanine gallery for a solo exhibition. A lot of our literary artists will do readings in the community, and sometimes they team up and make it an event. So that's really great.
Thanks to Delaware Division of the Arts Program Officer for Artist Programs and Services, Roxanne Stanulis, and our Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. The award winner's 25 exhibition is on display at the Biggs Museum of American Art in Dover through September 14th, before moving to Odessa, then Rehoboth Beach this fall. And we wrap up the green next with the latest episode of the Delaware Humanities podcast, People and Planet, which focuses on the history, science, and cultural impact of oysters in the first state. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.